Let's all warm up, you campers, with some J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, and Chantilly Lace on the Tim Michaels Dance Party Show.
Hello, baby!
Rock and roll DJ Tim Michaels spent 40 years on the radio, but on January 31st, 1959, he was a 12-year-old kid at his first concert, the Winter Dance Party at the Duluth National Guard Armory. 22-year-old Buddy Holly was the headliner, but Michaels says 17-year-old Richie Valens set the crowd to jitterbugging.
Chantilly Lace.
Got the whole gang going, everybody, not only the gals, but the guys. I mean, that's primarily when Richie Valens came on, that's when they all started dancing.
So for Donna, sorry to disappoint, but here's Richie Valens. And come on, let's go, little darling.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Today, three tractor trailers might carry the gear for a rock concert, but Michaels remembers there was none of that.
Buddy Holly just came walking out with a speaker, put the speaker down, plugged it in, and started his thing. It didn't say hi, or he didn't talk very much. He was very shy. At the end of a song, he'd say thank you, and then boom, right into the next song.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue.
The tour left Duluth in 25 degree below zero cold on its way to Green Bay, having to cancel their Appleton concert because the bus broke down south of Hurley early Sunday morning. From Green Bay, they rode to Clear Lake, Iowa in their last concert. Michael's future wife, Yvonne Pavlich, was also at that Duluth concert. She remembers when she heard the news of the plane crash February 3rd.
The next day, I remember we all wore black armbands, everybody in school. And then on the radio, they just continually played that music.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.